every other Friday night, but because he couldn't attend tonight, we're having it tomorrow night, and then right afterwards there's going to be a party at his own hooch. So I guess we'll attend that, and then I'll make another tape and let you know. Oh, these parties are something else, I'll tell you. And there'll only be Mike and I there, as far as I know, females, you know. So it's kind of like living in a goldfish bowl, that's for sure. As I said, Una was up yesterday, and she was asking for you. I'm always pleased to see Una. She's working, I'm sure, 10 days a week. But she looked good, and it was real nice of her to come up for our dance, because she is a busy gal. Well, look, tape's running out, so take care. Tell everyone I said hello. And thanks a million again for contacting all these people. I'm doing fine. I'm busy, and I like being busy. But I feel real good. And I'll keep you posted on what's happening. No big issues up here. And
I just want to see if the sound is coming over at all. Just a minute, I gotta play it back. Okay, here we go. I'm having a lot of fun playing with this equipment. But today is the 12th of July, 1967. And, it's my day off. And what I've done, it's bought another piece of stereo equipment. It's a Sony tape recorder, 530. That's the model number. And the music in the background, which I've lowered now, is my tape deck playing. I'm having a ball with this equipment. I spent $200 on this new tape recorder that I have. So, needless to say, I won't be sitting home in money for a while. But, see, I needed another tape deck. And to tape tapes. So anyway, I have a whole new record player with two extra speakers and all kinds of stuff. I know I'm going kind of overboard on this tape equipment, but I'm having a lot of fun using it. And it's become a hobby with me now, because there's so little else to do up here. But anyway, I hope this is working right, because I have two little mics with this tape recorder, and now I'm recording on stereo, because you can only play two tracks anyway, and so it'll play exactly like the other tape. I'll tell you, I was excited when I got this too. I got this, I guess on Saturday or Sunday, I picked it up, and I've been sitting with it. Anyhow, back to the news. On the material, as soon as you give me the measurement sheet, I'll see when I can get down to Seoul. I was going to go this week, but I just soon wait until I had your measurements. I'll see what I can do about getting that coat made. See, they may be out of the material by the time I get down there, of the ones that I sent home to sample. But I'll use my own judgment to see what I can do. No problem. Panel screens and the tables, I'm glad you like them. I kind of like those tables myself. Again, I'll have to wait till I get down to Seoul. I think I better lower this music. Okay, but when I do, I'll order them to be made, and it'll take a week or two before they can make it. And then I'll have to see how I can get them back up here, because I don't go to Seoul that often. But I'll order them anyway. Okay. I was real happy to hear Don's voice on the tape. And he's doing all right, going to the Tavern on the Green for lunch with Tilly over in New York. And I do remember the Rendezvous place. That's the bar over in West New York where Don and I went once or twice. And I appreciated Don's viewpoint on Korea and me staying for another year, things like that. In fact, I agree with his viewpoint 100%. But I was very happy to hear him speaking on the topic, which I always am. You know, it's nice. I know Don's really having a hard time running the picnic for the English the company. He gets a $4 some odd cent raise. You just tell him that he's not having such a hardship tour. Now, as far as the coffee table, by all means, paint it. I know it is painted by now. But I imagine it's going to look nice, particularly when your chairs get covered. That's good. Of course, I don't mind. And also the negatives that you asked about. I do. I have all the negatives of all the pictures. I think there were two pictures of me in the tank. So I guess I'll just send you those negatives in an envelope or something when I get around to, if I don't forget, look them up. I'm glad you like the tapes. I thought perhaps you hadn't seen them when you first got them, with the stamps on them and the boxes already addressed. And I also got your tape that Mildred spoke on. That was real nice. I know Mildred feels a little strange speaking on the tapes, and that's understandable. But I was very pleased to hear her. And Mother was on that tape also. So that was kind of a tape between people. I got so many things to tell you, I don't know where to start. One thing that excited me very much on this last tape, where you had an interview on TV from somebody on the DMZ. Wait a minute, I have to lower this music again. I don't know, I think it's carrying too much on this tape, you know. Anyway, I'm trying to have music at all times, even while I'm taping. That interview, I don't know if you recall the gentleman's name, but if it was a Negro officer, that is Colonel Bass. I'm sure it is. He's up here, GP Katie, or he was here. See, that's a guard post. And Martin Lagwanski of CBS News, he was up here prior to Vice President Humphrey coming here. He came up and interviewed several of the men, and Colonel Bass had an exclusive interview with him. Now, Colonel Bass has gone home on the 4th of July, but the man you heard speaking, Duchess, I'm quite sure, is Colonel Bass. That's Marshall Bass, the one I've been writing you about, telling you about. So when you tuned in the newscast on TV, I assume it was, and I heard Marshall's voice, I got real excited, and I called Mike in and said, listen, listen, Phyllis has taped Marshall Bass's voice on the radio, you know, or TV. I assumed it was the TV. But I told a lot of people, and they thought that was pretty great, because the interview was done here, right here on the DMZ, and they took it back to the States, you taped it, and sent it back to Korea. How about that? I don't think you realized that it was Colonel Bass. But if you saw him, if it was a Negro officer, Lieutenant Colonel, then that's our Colonel Bass. Anyhow, that was quite an exciting piece of news. Let's see. As far as activities here in the DMZ, yes, we have had a lot of commotion, but none of it is new, Duchess. I mean, these things go on all the time. Infiltrators are in and around this whole area, and every couple of days they find a North Korean, or they shoot somebody, or somebody shoots somebody on our side. I don't think a week goes by that somebody isn't killed, either in our army, or in the ROK Army, that's the Republic of Korea Army, or that we don't kill some North Koreans, or infiltrators, or what have you. Other people are killed. One of the boys blew his foot off, stepping on a mine a few days back. Another boy got into an argument with his buddy, and he got so angry he went in the hooch and got his rifle and shot the boy right in the head. As a matter of fact, Mike and I, were right on that compound. He's just down the road here, about an hour before this incident happened. But the boy is up for premeditated murder, so that people are getting hurt in this area because it's an area where every man has a weapon. It's an area where everybody gets jumpy, and there are many little things happening, but this has been going on. I think they were more intensified because of the elections here in Korea, and we've had a great deal of rioting in Seoul. In fact, we have been forbidden, off and on the last month or so, to even go to Seoul, other than official business. We have had to get permission so that I haven't been down there too much lately. No one, as far as I know, has been hurt in these riots. These are students from universities that are rioting. But they don't want us Americans in the area to give them the opportunity to do damage to a vehicle or whatever it might be. But so far we haven't been affected by too much of this stuff. As I say, it goes on all the time, but just so that if you don't hear it from me, it's not because I'm holding back on it. It's just that it's a perpetual thing up here. And I think these things have been going on for the last 17 years. Now there's some rumors that North Korea will invade by 1970, a big invasion. These are strictly rumors. And we hear rumors every day about what's going to happen. And of course, they have their similar to Gypsy, Tokyo Rose, you know, the girl who speaks on the radio. And they have predicted large groups invading the South at different times. And like, we have two extra companies up here. One is engineers and one is infantry. They're parked right outside our compound here. They're in tents. Poor boys are being rained out today. But they're here to build our radar fence along the DMZ. Now, the North Koreans said they will never get it up. They may attempt it, but they'll never succeed in building this. So this is all propaganda that they broadcast to our fellows on the line nightly. So that how much of it is truth and how much of it is rumor, I don't know. So I only tell you about things when they happen. When they don't happen, it's a possibility that they might happen, but you can't go on what you hear all the time. So don't worry about things. What you read in the paper, it's true. We have had a lot of commotion, but it's nothing new, nothing that they haven't had here for years and years. Let me see how far I am on this tape. This recorder registers
I just have time to tell you to flip it over.